Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It would be nice, and a well-timed tribute here with the song. It would be nice if we could argue about Jalen Hurts with some rational thoughts, but obviously, we can't do that. We can't do it. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe, we'll get to some Phil stuff coming up. Big start yesterday for Jesus Luzardo. Right now, we're letting it all out on Jalen Hurts, and in a good way. I mean, again, this is all good stuff. He's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. I just think it's fair when his supporting cast is brought up, because that's a part of why he is what he is right now, and a winner and a champion. Hugh thinks it's actually a little bit unfair to bring up the supporting cast in all of these discussions. LeSean McCoy recently, FS1, was talking about Hurts and the offense. It's in the way he framed the offense here and the change of coordinators and how it's viewed within the Eagles. Here's LeSean McCoy on the Eagles offense.
They always have a new coordinator. Yeah, Kellen Moore was a new coordinator.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. There's not a lot of holes with the.
But the way the way he coached is like way different from how they played this year. Yeah. If I say like AJ told me, well, players tell me that the offense is really the offense.
No doubt.
They don't care who the point corner is. You come over here to fit the Jalen Hurts offense.
So that that's an interesting angle from the other way. Now it's funny kind of how he framed how he heard this, but the reality is he's saying there it's the Jalen Hurts offense, and that actually speaks to maybe. In some ways, that he's the driving force, and then everyone kind of plays off of Jalen Hurts.
Because
a lot of times, the way we talk about it is he's surrounded by all this talent, and in a sense, they uplift him. The way LeSean framed it, it's the Jalen Hurts offense, and everyone's got to fit in around what he does.
You know, what's funny, man. This is why for me, I won't say triggering, but it's interesting to hear because I had a chance to talk to Coach Jackson, DeSean Jackson.
I like Coach Jackson.
Yeah,
it makes him sound very official.
And we were talking about his foray into coaching. And we talked about having good people around you to help you have success. Because I told him the story, Joe. I said, I told him I was full disclosure. I said, you know, I was going to apply for the job before you got it.
Well, we remember this on the air.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah.
And I said.
When you were applying to different jobs on the air while working here.
While working at the station.
We remember.
And he talked about how important it was because he's learning as he goes. So he talked about how important it was for him to get certain individuals on his staff to help him. And when I tell you, man, I can't say it enough. The person that I met in training camp in Lehigh all those many years ago and the guy that I saw coaching the Delaware State Hornets, two different people. And I told him I'm proud of you for that because – that's what it's all about. It's about growth. You start out one way, and you end up something totally different. And that's what he's doing right now. He's becoming a different person because he's coaching. But at the same time, you have to realize that there might be some blind spots there for you. But that didn't deter Delaware State from hiring him because he didn't have any experience.
Right.
He went out, and he got the best people for the job. So I say all that to say this. I don't see why it's a problem to go out and get a field general and put great consiglieres or whatever you want to call them around him.
We don't use that word enough.
Yeah, I know. Because you always have, like, what was it when we were watching The Godfather? When he was like, he's like, you're a wartime signalier.
Oh, yeah.
We're at peace now. So it has to be different. It's, to me, it's the same thing.
So I agree with you on that. I'm glad we have Howie Roseman. I'm glad we have, I don't. I wouldn't rather see Jalen with less talent. I mean, we did. If you remember back to 2021, his first year as a starter, he didn't have much around him. And credit to Jalen and the Eagles. They got to the playoffs that year. Now, they weren't a legitimate contender to win a Super Bowl, but we did see it once. Mm-hmm. We saw it with Jalen Reagor and a rookie Devontae Smith and Miles Sanders. It was blah, right? It was, now, he was younger, Jalen. He wasn't as developed as he is now. But it was blah. And then we got A.J. Brown, right? We started adding to this team. We drafted Dickerson. Like, it became a better team as the years have gone on, and he's become better. So I'm with you in that. I'm thrilled that we have this much talent around him. But I also think it's part of the story. It's hard for me to separate one from the other. And when I look at the best quarterbacks, I just think those guys are better and more consistently good than him, more consistently great, and that's why I have him one notch below. Again, I don't think Jalen Hurts is the 15th best quarterback. I think he's better than that. I think he's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. I just don't put him in the same tier as the four top guys that have been dominating the league for around the same period of time that Jalen's been a starter, and they've played better than him most weeks.
And let me be clear, because I feel like a lot of times we had this argument, people, they don't get the gist of what we're talking about. I'm focused, like, I don't think he should be number 10. On Chris Sims' list. I think that's unfair.
I think most of us agree with that.
Now, I don't have a problem with number five, especially when we're talking about the skill sets of 1, 2, 3, and 4. I don't have a problem with that. But, and part of the problem is this, Joe, is that a lot of times, and I'm going to talk on the fringes, you know, and you might get it and you might not, but a lot of times we're groomed to hear trigger words. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, and especially with Chris Sims, and this is how I feel. He says certain things that are trigger words for me, like he just doesn't want to give Jalen his props. And a lot of times for us, that's what it is. It's the way that you frame what you're saying about it. I don't mind having a good debate about this. And me, you, and Kyle, we do that every day.
Mm-hmm.
And after we talk about it, we move on and we talk about something else. But guys like that, when they say stuff, like, you know, when they lead with, well, he has a lot of talent around him, your antennas immediately go up because it's like, what you trying to say? It's like, you ain't say this about Tom Brady, or you didn't say this about Justin Herbert or somebody like that. That's where it becomes sensitive, because now you're looking at it and be like, hold up, dog. Why are you penalizing him?
Yeah.
And you're looking at all these other cats and you ain't saying that about this cat. But that's where it becomes a
problem.
But
doesn't he have the most talent around him right now?
No question.
Yeah, okay.
No question.
I just, like, because I'm coming at this from, like, I'm almost removing Sims from the conversation. I don't agree that he's 10. I definitely would have him higher than number 10. But, like, I think I'm sort of going off of the basis of what he's saying, is that that is a part of this. Like, when you factor everything in.
Yeah.
Right. Like, the supporting cast he has around. I just want to, like, can I take you into a world where we don't have all this talent around us? AJ, Devontae, Saquon, defense, O-line. And Jalen has an MVP type season.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what everyone in the city is saying?
He's the best player.
It's so
in the
impressive
league.
Yeah, look who he's throwing to. Yep. Look who's around him. Like, oh my goodness. And then we always do this thing every year where, well, Jalen's never had he's only had the same OC with him 2 years in a row one time. Like, we factor that in when it's convenient for us.
You know what?
And not when it's inconvenient.
You know what's funny? Because I think back of some arguments I had way back in the day about Tom Brady. And I was like you in the sense that I was like, well, Tom's not that good. He has a supporting cast around him. And initially, in the beginning of his career.
It was true.
That's true. And I look like, I'm not saying that Jalen is Tom Brady, but Tom was allowed to grow in every year in that offense. They put a little bit more on him.
I agree with you. Yeah, and I felt the same way. I thought Peyton Manning was better. And mm-hmm. I ended up being wrong, right? Brady zoomed past him as the years went on. But I thought that was part of it. Like, Brady had the best defense. He had Bill Belichick. He had games. If you go back early on, those in the playoffs and Super Bowl, he threw for 140 yards and they won the game. It's similar to Jalen.
Yeah.
But what changed is he evolved. He got better. He became the driving force of the team. He won MVPs of the league. And then I thought it matched, like, the reputation and it all. Jalen hasn't reached that stage yet. I feel like we're almost rushing this. Like, maybe 3 years from now, 4 years from now, he starts outproducing Josh Allen. He starts outproducing Joe Burrow, and he's winning and putting up stats. Then I'll be the first one saying it. He's the best player in the league. I'm not there yet.
But see, here's the problem that I have with the analysis of Jalen. because as a former player, you always want to start the season one way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And be better than you were at the beginning of the season.
Right.
So when he gives his analysis, Chris Sims, about Jalen, and then omits his playoff run, that to me, that's triggering because you're not accounting for the fact that he got better. Like we talk about, like we sit here and we say, oh yeah, Jalen was garbage during the season. Well, not garbage, but you know what I'm talking about.
Up and down during the season.
And we even talk about the first couple playoff games that he had where he didn't look great. But he looked stellar in the Super Bowl. And that's the last game that we saw. And this is the thing that bothers me because we sat here last year and me and Kyle argued about Brock Purdy. And I said the weight of the last game mattered to me. And that's why he should have been number two. It's the same thing with Jalen. And I guarantee you, if you go back and you look at the archives and you look at what Phil Sims or Chris Sims said about Brock Purdy in that moment, it was probably a glowing endorsement, even though he had flaws. And you look at that and you're like, okay, so why is it different for Jalen than it is for Brock? Because that's how I look at it.
Well, he did win. Brock lost.
But still, when you look at his play and where he came from, oh, my God, it was, you know, He played well, and you know he did this.
I actually think it should be pretty similar. They're both living charmed lives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it feels like if Brock Purdy would have won that Super Bowl, nobody would have talked about Christian McCaffrey and his supporting cast.
Well, I think Kyle would have, because that's your lane. Think they're similar. I think Jalen is more talented, but I think they're similar in terms of they both have a lot around them. 215-592-9494. Last thing, then back to the phone lines on this. Is it fair to bring up Jalen's supporting cast when we do all these rankings and we talk about him? I pulled up the last 4 years. So Jalen's been a starter for 4 years. I didn't include the last four games of his rookie year because that was a weird year.
Mm-hmm.
So the 4 years, he's been a full-time starter. And I pulled up the numbers for Burrow, Hurts, Allen, Lamar. They've all been starting for the same amount of time, right? And I excluded Mahomes because I just think he's above everyone.
Mm-hmm.
There's four statistics where Jalen Hurts leads those four quarterbacks, right? Like, just for giving an example, the completion percentage, that's Burrow. The yards per attempt, that's Lamar. The pass yards per game, that's Burrow. You go through each one, right? Like, who leads in each category? Here's the categories Jalen Hurts leads in: quarterback record, championships, and rushing touchdowns. And what's interesting to me about that is they're all three of those. It's not just him, right? Like, it's not an individual statistic. Wins, losses, a team. The rushing touchdowns, a lot of that is the tush push. Him and Allen are similar, but Jalen's got more. The tush push is a big part of that. And championships. Like, it's not completion percentage. It's not yards per attempt. It's that more the team-dependent stats. That's why I think it's worth putting it in here and discussing what he's got around him. Jamal is in Philadelphia. Hey, Jamal.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Jamal.
Allow me to long talk a little bit. You know what I mean?
Floor is yours.
Yeah, you got it, bro. Got it. Go for it.
All right, so I feel like this. You should be able to bring up the supporting cast, but you shouldn't allow it to diminish that man's greatness. You bring up stats. You bring up this. Right, I'm going to put it like this. If I had two children and one answered all of the questions right in class but failed the test, and the other one answered it at a C level but passed the test every time, then who's greater? And I say that to say this. We looking at, like you said, statistics, how he run, how he look, eye test and all that. But what happens in the big game? You get what I'm saying? You can't do that. If you want to do that, then what's the Indiana quarterback? He would have been better than Brady because he had the style. He had the passing yards. He had that. Yeah, Brady put up good yards. But at the end of the day, you got Tracy McGrady. You got Penny Hardaway. All of them look good. But at the end of the day, they couldn't win. It's all about winning. He shows up in the greatest moment. He's clutch. He's a winner. Lamar Jackson looked good all year. The boy from Buffalo, names is negating me right now.
Josh Allen. Yeah.
But when it's time to win, who's winning? Yeah, if you want to go individual, because we used to have these type of conversations, you want to go individual skill level, you can do that. But when you want to go best, who is performing when the lights is the brightest and the stage is the biggest?
So, Jamal, I think it's an interesting perspective, and he's coming off the Super Bowl where he dominated, and he played great, and you can make a case, and good phone call. He played well in the other Super Bowl. He just happened to make one mistake, and they lost the game. So that's but I'm going to use Jamal's analogy. He mentioned the two kids, right? The A's, but then they failed the test, or the C's, but they aced the test. So this is not exactly the supporting cast, but it is the path. Is it fair to bring up? Like, the other... It's not a coincidence to me all the other quarterbacks we debate about are in the AFC, like, right? None of these guys are in the NFC. So we bring up Allen. He's failed in the big moment. Lamar, he's failed a lot in the big moment and has struggled. Burrow, they got to go through Mahomes.
They got a tougher – they have a tougher conference.
Yes. I mean, like, if you switch the Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen, I think Allen's probably been to a couple Super Bowls, and Jalen, I don't know if he's been to one. Like, I think – it's, you may not love it, but it's part of the story that the NFC has just been. Think about who the Eagles have played in the playoffs in the 2 years I got to Super Bowl. Right. They played Daniel Jones and, you know, whatever quarterbacks they threw out there in San Francisco when Brock Purdy got hurt in the game. Yep. And then this year they played Jordan Love, pretty good. He's a good player. They played Stafford, very good. And they played a rookie quarterback who was obviously on a run, but like they got a rookie quarterback at home in the title game. Meanwhile, Lamar, Allen, and Burrow have to go through maybe one of the two best quarterbacks ever every year and each other.
And I think it's what Jamal just said leads me to, because he said Jalen plays the best when the lights are the brightest. But if we ever bring up, and I think we were having this conversation with OG Wade.
The Bucs game?
Yeah, the Bucs game in 2023 or 2021. And we say, well, he didn't play well in those games. And then what do people bring up?
AJ was out.
AJ was out.
Supporting
cast wasn't that good. Like, we can't have it both ways.
That's a valid argument. But it to me, is this is what I hear when you say that. Remember I told you a couple weeks ago, my friend said, hey, man, if your arms were longer, you'd be a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, if you didn't have dinosaurs.
It's kind of the same thing. It's you play the hand you're dealt. Because I look at the success that Tom Brady had early on in his career.
Yes.
He beat up on the AFC East.
He did.
The garbage AFC East. So you're guaranteed six wins right out the gate. All you had to do was get four more wins, and you're in the playoffs. So it's, to me, that should not be, in my opinion, a penalizer. Because if I had my choice, I would have never played for the Jets. I'd have played here. I'd have got – no, seriously. I would have picked the team – that I wanted to play for,
right?
And I would have played for a stacked team.
Yeah. Does she do anything for us?
I mean, but that's why, to me, when I hear people say that, and I understand, because that was a great point, Kyle, but you can't penalize Jalen for Howie Roseman identifying his skill set and saying, okay, well, I'm going to go get two receivers. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go get a running back, and I'm going to get offensive line.
No, I agree.
Because you know what?
You don't penalize, but it's part of the story.
Right. But you know, okay, so Kansas City Chiefs. Lost the Super Bowl, got beat down, right?
This past one or the first one?
This past one.
Yeah.
You know what Andy Reid went out and got?
Offensive lineman.
Yes, because he was trying to protect his asset. Mm-hmm. But the point is this. You still have to have that trigger puller, and that's who Jalen is.
So then this is my point then. If we're not going to quote-unquote penalize, then we can't excuse.
Well, people won't have it that way.
Of course. That's what I mean. So, like, if we're going to make excuses for when things around him aren't good and he doesn't play well, then we can't say that having things around him and he does play well is penalizing him. It's having it both ways.
I don't do that. That's
but no,
but people do.
But people do. Like,
you know, I mean, I get that.
A lot of the calls we're going to take today are from people who I guarantee you have brought up. A.J. Brown was out in this game. Devontae was out in this game. OG's talking about they played five games together total last year.
OG caught another stray.
I'm just.
Well, no, that's his name.
I mean, yeah. Well, you know, he's going to be calling eventually anyway. And I love OG, but I mean, this is what we do. Like, if we cannot have it both ways, we try to excuse, but then we don't like it when he gets quote unquote penalized.
No, I get it. I get that part of it, but I feel like, especially when certain people talk about
you people.
Yeah,
already we're doing the you people.
I said certain people.
I know.
Yeah, but we hear things when you say certain people. We hear things.
Trigger words.
Trigger words. Certain people. Dog, you people.
Dog whistle. We are living in strange times where dog whistles are being blown all over the place. But no, when Chris Sims speaks, and you can't deny it, I'm just gonna say his name because he's the one that started this. He's coming from a place. You know what I hear when I hear him speak? He started out one way. And he got ripped for his takes on Jalen. And now Jalen lives rent-free in his head, and he does everything that he can in a slick-type way, because he's slick-talking, trying to validate his stance.
Right. Like, it feels, and I'll agree with you, I'll come to agreement on this, it feels like he's reluctant to give credit.
Yes.
Right? And again, I don't think what he's saying about the supporting cast is wrong. I agree with that premise, but I agree with you on that. Seems like he's reluctant to give credit. Shoop in Minersville. Hey, Shoop.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Shoop. What's up?
Hey, so before I get into the Jalen stuff, I just wanted to say the past couple weeks have been a really, really rough time for me in my personal life. And you guys have really been the only consistent escape and way for me to get my mind off of things. So I just really want to tell you guys that I appreciate all three.
Hey, well, man, we appreciate you listening, man.
And we wish you the best, and hopefully, you know, moving forward, things get a little easier in whatever you're doing with you. And we appreciate you being part of it. What are you feeling today?
Yeah, so as far as the Jalen thing goes, I don't think that it's necessarily a bad thing or something that shouldn't be done to bring up his supporting cast when we talk about, like, rankings and whatever, because – you know, it's a team game. It's the ultimate team game. And you can't omit the fact that, like, Saquon Barkley just had possibly the greatest running back season that we have ever seen from a running back. We have a certified dominant wide receiver one in AJ Brown, and for my money, the best route runner in the league is our wide receiver two. We got a very solid tight end in Dallas Goedert. I mean, these aren't things that you should be omitting when we talk about the rankings. And I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing, because Jalen does have his qualities as far as his leadership and his running ability. It all just pairs really well to bring the team up. So I don't necessarily see it as a bad thing to bring up his supporting cast when we talk about, like, rankings and stuff.
Well, I agree with you. I think you can't have the story without it, Shoop. Like, it's like impossible for me to talk about it and say it, like, without including it. I mean, you're right. And the Saquon thing, I think, took it to a new level, Shoop, because he always had good players here, right? 2022, they had a lot of all pros and pro bowlers. But they then added a running back who just had one, like you said, maybe the greatest season ever, or one of the two or three greatest. That's part of the story.
To quote Nick Sirianni, you know, it's broken record at times, but you can't be great without the greatness of others.
And exactly right.
Totally applies to Jalen Hurts right here.
You know, that guy's a quote machine. Shoop, we appreciate it. We wish you the best. 215-592.
And thank you for listening, man.
Yes.
We really appreciate that.
94. Let me throw this quickly in there, and then we'll take all your phone calls coming up on this. 215-592-9494. Kurt Warner. I think Kurt Warner is a Hall of Famer, and he had a great career. But is it fair to say Kurt Warner fell into a blessed situation?
He did. But
Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt and Marshall Faulk and Orlando Pace.
But
I don't view Kurt Warner as one of the 10 best quarterbacks ever.
No, but Kurt also took another team to the Super Bowl.
Well, that helped his legacy.
Yes,
it did. Look at some of the numbers. Kurt Warner is, I think, top three ever in yards per attempt. Is Kurt Warner one of the five best quarterbacks ever? No.
No, but he took advantage of the opportunity.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. He played the hand he was dealt.
And that's great. But I don't think he's as great as Joe Montana.
And that's fair, Joe. I can't argue that. And I can't. But I can't argue that not you guys, but when I hear – I'm going back to Chris Sims again. When I hear him say it, it feels to me like it's coming from a place where – he doesn't want to be wrong about Jalen.
215-592-9494.
And that's not fair.
Well, we're all trying to find fairness here. That's what we do on WIP. Is it fair to bring up Jalen Hurts' supporting cast when we discuss him? All right, your phone calls on this, and we'll get to the Phillies in the 11 o'clock hour as well. Good series win yesterday against a good Cubs team, including Jesus Luzardo bounce back. All coming up, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.